I'm very happy to be here to share the topic about the knowledge of tuberculosis among medical students in southwest China. This is factor or cross-sectional study. I will introduce this topic from the following topic parts. The progress of TB control, in fact, recently achieved a great progress. Countdown to 2015, the goal, several on track, but we still can see there some off track, particularly we can see by 2012, the prevalence of active TB just had fallen by only 33% globally, but the target is 50% reduced by 2015, and also 11 of the 12 too high burden high TB burden countries are not on the track of reduced incidence mortality and the prevalence. Progress toward MDR-TB control is also far on track. As for the TB among students, there are many TB outbreaks have been reported even in the low burden countries such as Italy, UK, and the USA. This is an outbreak reported in 2010 in Italy. And also the TB prevalence among students in China is very severe. For example, they reported the TB prevalence as high as 1,520, which is very high because the general population is the prevalence just 459. And in the 2012, we can see there are five prevalence regions had the very high TB the TB burden. For example, the Tibet, the notification rate is 76.27, and the Chongqing followed the Tibet had the highest TB burden. TB burden among students. From the figure of the age-specific distribution of the TB patients among students, we can see the undergraduate students are recognized as the particular vulnerable population for TB. There are almost more than 8% student TB is aged 15 to 12, 24 years old. This map, from this map we can see there are five province regions had the outbreaks of TB among the undergraduate students in recently. The Chongqing is one of them. In fact, China pay high attention to the student TB control. There are many strategies have used to address the student TB control. For example, there is a special document on TB control among students issued, and the manual on TB control among students also issued. School health promotion was emphasized in the national TB control guideline, and also strengthening the surveillance of the student TB and pay attention to the capabilities building for the student TB control. As for the school TB health promotion, there are special guidelines for the student, the school TB health promotion, and also there are toolkits of the TB control and provision among the students has developed. For example, the health promotion, there are many activities across the countries. However, There are many studies reporting that the knowledge of among the students, the knowledge of TB among the students is very low. So in order to assess the effect of school TB health promotion in the Southwest China after the 5 years implementation of the guideline, we conducted this cross-sectional study, this survey method. Third place. From this figure, we can see in China, the TB prevalence is uneven. In the West, it had significant higher the TB burden. And the Southwest China is particularly with high TB burden. So this study, we just select the Southwest China as the study places. This cross-sectional study was done between the November 2011 and May 2012. Sampling size, we according to the formula of the cross-sectional study, we calculated the study sample to be 1,536. The variable in, we use the questionnaire to collect the data. The variable included in this questionnaire, mainly including five groups. One is the social demographic profiles of the students. And the second is the year in the medical program. And third is the degree major. Four is the TB knowledge, including symptom, means of transmission, and the duration of treatment, and the knowledge of TB control for Senate, national TB control policy, and the program. The final one is the five core TB knowledge. This including five classic TB symptoms and the means of TB transmission, and the curability of TB. The fourth is the location and the service provided by TB dispensary, and the last is the national free TB treatment policy. We finally collected 1,486 participants. Among them, you can see male, the majority are the male students. And the major majority of them are the clinical medicine, but the students are the pre-clinic in the year of pre-clinic, and there are only around half students access to TB health education. As for the knowledge of TB, we can see for the typical TB symptoms, only less than 10% of students know all of the typical TB symptoms. The means of TB transmission also only less than 15% of students know all of the typical TB, the transmission, means of transmission. As for the policy and the DOT, we can say for the free policy, we have four questions about the free treatment policy in China, but only 12% of students know all of the for free treatment items. As for the DOT, there are five items. Only less than 10% of students know all of the DOT, the items of DOT. As for the typical knowledge, the knowledge is very poor among the students. We can see around less than 50% know the three items. Only the two items, one is TB as a infectious disease, and TB is curable disease, had around 8% students know. And the students can correctly answer all of the questions about the core knowledge only 2.4%. And we also analyzed the factors associated with the knowledge. We found the access to TB health education is significant with all of the core TB knowledge. As for the approach to get TB knowledge, we found the first three priorities, the first three priorities should include the textbook and the website and the news, the public media, including the newspaper, lifts, or the advertise on the wall. So based on the results of this study, we can conclude the inadequate TB knowledge among undergraduate students in China, and also this is consistent with the report before in the previous study in China. And also we found actually the in other countries where the surveys also report the undergraduate had relatively poor TB knowledge. And TB education should be an effective way to promote TB knowledge among the students. Emphasis of the school-based TB health education in China think should be the effective way. Also, the national guideline for TB control in China issued 2008, but after the 5 years implementation, but the knowledge among the students is still not so good, so should be some further emphasis. As for the approach for school-based TB health education, lecture on TB a lot is sufficient to change the knowledge and the practice among the students based on our study and the previous report. And textbook, internet, and the media, public media, maybe are the very important source for the TB, the health information communicated in among the students. Finally, the implications for the TB control among undergraduate students should be included the following two. One is the school TB health promotion and the strengthen the implementation research on the strategy for the school-based TB health promotion. Okay, thank you. You mean?
Why in China is the southwest part?
Oh, southwest. Okay. Yeah, the southwest. From the okay, economically, the southwest relatively poor than the rest place in China. And the so from the social economic aspects, this place relatively no underdeveloped. Yeah. Thank you.
Other questions for me? So what kind of changes are going to be made as a result of your presentation, or are there things that they're trying to put in place to kind of reduce that prevalence of TB, of their knowledge about that?
Okay. You mean what we have done to improve the TB knowledge among? Okay, in fact, nationally there are many policy emphasis on the health education in the school. But in fact, based on our survey, in fact, the student access it's a very low access to the health education. Maybe the health education just conducted on specialty, for example, the 24, the TB day. After that, there is not anymore, not so often. Yeah. Next.
Are there other questions for any of our other presenters? Okay, other comments? No? Okay.
Thank you.